Recorded Books presents The Time of Singing by Elizabeth Chadwick. Narrated by Peter Wickham.
Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. The Song of Solomon. Chapter 1. Framlingham Castle, Suffolk, October 1173. Roger woke and shot upright on a gulp of breath. His heart was slamming against his ribcage, and although the parted bed curtains showed him a chamber sun-splashed with morning light, his inner vision blazed with vivid images of men locked in combat. He could hear the iron whine of blade upon blade, and the dull thud of a mace striking a shield. He could feel the bite of his sword entering flesh, and see blood streaming in scarlet ribbons, glossy as silk. Oh, God! He shuddered and bowed his head, his hair flopping over his brow in sweaty strands the colour of tide-washed sand. After a moment he collected himself, threw off the bed coverings with his right hand, and went to the window. Clenching his bandaged left fist, he welcomed the stinging pain like a penitent finding comfort in the scourge. The wound was not deep enough to cause serious damage, but he was going to have a permanent scar inscribed across the base of three fingers. The soldier who had given it to him was dead, but Roger took no pleasure in the knowledge. It had been kill or be killed. Too many of his own men had fallen yesterday. His father said he was useless, but it was a habitual opinion, and Roger no longer felt its impact beyond a dull bruise. What did abrade him were the unnecessary deaths of good soldiers. The opposition had been too numerous, and his resources insufficient to the task. He looked at his taut fist. There would be a lake of blood before his father's ambition was done. To judge from the strength of the daylight, he had missed Mass. His stepmother would delight in berating him for his tardiness, and then comment to his father that his heir wasn't fit to inherit a dung-heap, let alone the earldom of Norfolk when the time came. And then she would look pointedly at her own eldest son, the obnoxious Huon, as if he were the answer to everyone's prayers, rather than the petulant adolescent brat he actually was. Framlingham's bailey was packed with the tents and shelters of the mercenaries belonging to Robert Beaumont, Earl of Leicester, an ill-assorted rabble he had plucked from field and town, ditch, gutter, weaving shed and dockside on his way from Flanders to England. Few of them were attending Mass, to judge by the numbers infesting the inner and outer wards. Locusts, Roger thought with revulsion. By joining the rebellion against King Henry and giving lodging and support to the Earl of Leicester, his father had encouraged a plague to descend on them, in more ways than one. The plot was to overthrow the king and replace him with his 18-year-old son, Henry, a vain boy who could be turned this way and that by men skilled in manipulation and the machinations of power. Roger's father had no love for the king, who had clamped down hard on his ambition to rule all of East Anglia. Henry had confiscated their castle at Walton and built a strong royal fortress at Orford to neutralise their grip on that part of the coastline. To add insult to injury, fines for earlier insurgency had gone to assist the building of Orford. Turning from the window, Roger sluiced his face one-handed in the ewer at the bedside. Since the tips of his fingers and his thumb were free on his bandaged side, he managed to dress himself without summoning a servant. From the moment he had been capable of tying his brays in small childhood, a fierce sense of self-reliance had driven him to perform all such tasks for himself. On opening the coffer containing his cloaks, his eyes narrowed as he noticed immediately that his best one with the silver braid was missing. He could well guess where it was. While donning his everyday mantle of plain green twill, his gaze lit on the weapons chest standing against the wall. Last night his scabbarded sword...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?